Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Joining me now is Karel Oh, the Artistic Director of Carlo Viveri Festival. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for joining us. It's a very busy time for you, so I really do appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
We grabbed you for a moment. You're also appearing on the Italian show, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes. It's a busy afternoon.
It's a busy afternoon of radio.
Yes.
Absolutely. Tell us, Karel, what are you doing here at the Venice Film Festival? What's your kind of remit while you're here?
This is my 11th year in Venice, but it's very different from the previous editions because I've been going here as a, you know, I've coming here as a festival programmer and then festival director. This year, I was honored and very pleased to be asked to tutor and moderate the debates of a young jury of 28 kids from different countries of the European Union who are deciding about the best film in the section Venice Days. So
right.
We are having meetings every 3 days and discussing films, which is really exciting for me because I usually talk about movies with people who are of the same age or older, and I'm talking here about 20-year-old kids who are, you know, really, really smart for their age, I have to say, and very articulate, and they have a really interesting point of views.
Absolutely. I mean, we should say this is a 28-times cinema, which is supported and backed by the European Parliament, and it's about getting one person, I think, roughly from each country in the European Union to... they have to submit their work, so it's very competitive. They're picked, hand-picked based on the work, and one of the criteria is they must speak English, as well as their mother tongue,
right.
And I'm meeting some of those later today, actually, because I'm doing a radio workshop with the 28 kids, but not 28 of them, thank goodness. I don't think we could get 28 in the studio, but some of them are coming along to learn about radio. So they're very, what I noticed about them, they're very switched on, they're very enthusiastic, right. And of course, cinema is their passion. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. But in terms of Venice Days films, so you go, do you go with them to watch the films, or do they pretty much
sometimes
pick?
Sometimes I do go with them, but most of the films I saw before coming to the festival already, you know, as a part of me preparing for this task.
Right.
And then at some point we meet, and as I said, it's really exciting, and I really appreciate what they have to say, and what I like is that they're not closed to redefine their own point of view during the discussion. They're open to, you know, kind of reconsider what they thought in the beginning. So there is a certain maturity in their thinking, which is exciting, yeah.
In terms of Carlo Viveri Film Festival, are you looking for any content for the festival while you're here? Is that another role that you have?
It's more about being updated, what's new in the second half of the year, because Carlo Viveri Film Festival has been going on since 1946, always in July. So we don't really need to look for films that early. On the other hand, we always pick two or three films from Venice, usually Italian films, which are having national premiere in Carlo Viveri and which we love dearly.
Yeah.
And of which the directors always come.
No, that's fantastic, because of course, you know, Carlo Viveri is becoming a really, really important film festival among critics, among talent, let's say, and filmmakers really want to be there. They want to be picked for the festival. Tell us a little bit about your criteria, your selection process. How does it work at Carlo Viveri?
We're showing roughly 200 feature-length films, both fiction and documentaries, in four competitive sections and many sections out of competition, so-called informative program, in which we feature films from, you know, previous festivals which we like, and it is actually very good that we can have this kind of combination, that not all films have to be necessarily world premieres, because
sure.
at the end of the day, the audience, our audience, non-professional audience, doesn't really care whether the film played in Venice
true.
Or it's brand new.
Very true.
But on the other hand, you need premieres because you want to attract the, you know, media and industry. So in that sense, we're focused mainly on Central and Eastern Europe, which has been our territory for 20 years. And we sit down in a cinema and we watch the film, and we have no kind of, let's say, prejudices or criteria before we watch a film. It has to make us think and feel something we haven't felt or thought before, something new. something edgy, quirky is always appreciated, but it has to make sense within the movie. It's just can't be just a superficial showing off.
And sort of as an artistic director of a festival, what's your main role? I mean, what does it entail?
Well, one of the specialities of Karlovy Vary is that it is organized by a private company. It's not under the Ministry of Culture. Huh. It's not a state organization. It's a private company led by a president of the festival who is the owner of the company.
Oh, okay.
And my role is to be responsible for the program, for the films, and I have a team of programmers. And we discuss on a regular basis and select films from our trips abroad, both to festivals but also private screenings organized by national film institutes everywhere in Europe and on other continents. And then we receive about 2,500 submissions every year, so we have a another bunch of collaborators, so-called pre-screeners, who help us to go through, you know, through all the submissions and pick the right films.
And do you find that, obviously, Venice is quite a big festival. Berlin particularly is well known for its film market and industry related activities. Fred is covering a lot of the not only the Venice Days films, because we're doing a lot of the interviews, we are media partner, but also we are covering a lot of interviews with various industry professionals, because we feel it's really important that filmmakers know that this is how a film can get made. It doesn't just have to be a dream or something that's in your head. It can actually happen, and it can happen with a little bit of help, because I think the misconception is that there's no money, you know, the economy is bad, there's no money. Well, there is money out there, you just have to know how to find it. Am I right?
Of course, because I mean, you don't need 500,000 euro to make a film.
Exactly.
I mean, some of my favorite Greek films of last few years cost real money, 15,000 euro, and the rest is passion and you know, collaboration of filmmakers. So you're totally right. Yeah,
because I think also these events do provide not only a platform for maybe perhaps some rushes or something that you a treatment that you may want to show somebody, but the networking is key here. This is what I'm hearing over and over again from industry professionals, that the networking is important, because at the end of the day, that's somebody might introduce you to someone or someone else that may be able to help you, may just fall in love with the project. Yeah. And I mean, do you get involved with the industry and the film market while you're here?
Yes, of course, because I'm a part of the film industry, although not the creative part, but still, for us who only watch movies and get to see the final product or almost final product, it's always very exciting to be there when something is being made, to have a chance to read a script, to see some interesting pitching, because you, in 2 or 3 years you see the movie and suddenly you realize, oh, actually I saw this guy pitching the story.
Exactly.
And in that respect, I really admire what Venice has been doing with Biennale College, which was for the first time last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's
right. And I saw 2 out of 3 films last year, and they both were great. Memphis, the American film, was amazing.
Fantastic.
We ended up playing
that.
The film in one of the competitions.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so, and I'm very excited about this year's selection as well. So it is not easy for Venice to, you know, enter the marketing and the industry, but they show a lot of passion for that, and it starts to, you know, to live and to be a part of the festival here. So that's very necessary.
Yeah, I mean, just to give you an example, I met the director for Memphis. We did an interview with him on Fred Film Radio because, as I say, you know, we're not just here covering all the big movies and trying to get interviews with big talent. We're really genuinely trying to get to the bottom of filmmaking and bringing as many of the filmmakers, giving them a platform to say, you know, stuff about their film that we're hoping eventually we'll get out and across Europe and to wherever anyone's listening to the radio station. But it's very important. Films are made to be seen. So, you know, that's the whole point. Just finally, what films have you seen so far that you absolutely love?
Oh, there's one film from the Italian selection, which I love, completely, and it's Black Souls, Anima Nere, the first Italian film shown in the main competition, which deals with the topic of Calabrian mafia, 'Ndrangheta, and certain things you have inside yourself as a tradition coming from a certain region and not being able to get rid of that. That's some, and it's really wonderfully directed and very strong film. I equally loved the Croatian film These Are the Rules by Ognjen Cvjeličić. A very very strong topic, and dealt with a really amazing rigor, rigor and preciseness. So these two films are my favorite so far.
Fantastic. I should say as well that 28 Times Cinema, we're doing interviews for Fred, and they're all with all the guys, so you can actually hear their perspective on being here at the Venice Film Festival. It's on our education channel, so if anyone's interested in listening to a bit of that, you know, maybe you think you can be part of it next year, it's always worth a shot, isn't it? Carol Och from Calaveri Festival, the artistic director, of course, thank you so much for giving us a bit of your time. We really appreciate
My pleasure. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.